Lights are going up, excitement all around. It can only mean one thing. McRib is here. People throwing parties, ugly sweaters everywhere. Holiday swag lined up for the best time of the year. It can only mean one thing. McRib is here. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time only.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Here, sort of soft at first, but
increasing
a little more
volume
and intensity. Yeah. Passion. Yeah. And then we'll just
Do you think we could get J.K. Simmons to give us like a Not My Tempo?
Yeah.
While we have the jingle bells,
it would be weird and out of place, but yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'll email him.
And then
JKSimmons@gmail.com.
We'll just do We're Talking About Podcast. We're Talking About Mr. Christmas Podcast. A it's Two Chunks, Christmas time, and you know what that means. Hallmark. It's Hallmark, and I'm Jordan.
I'm Doge. And
what a
today's
great breath.
Oof, guys. I'm Doge, and today's punchline is because of his poor elf.
Wait, say
because of his
normal.
Poor elf?
His poor
because
elf?
Because of his poor elf.
Because
still,
of his poor elf.
I think it's
elf.
Poor.
Because of his poor elf.
Because of his it. Poor I'm elf.
Ready. Today's punchline is because of his poor elf.
I got it. I'm ready.
I have no idea.
Why wasn't Santa declared ready for Christmas Eve duty?
Carter, same question for you. Because of his poor elf,
why was Santa punchline. Unable to lift a ruby?
Size of a tangerine.
Size of a tangerine.
Why did Santa have to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
Why did Santa have to go to hospital?
What did Santa?
Because of his poor elf.
Because of his poor elf.
Why did Santa have to go to hospital? Because of his poor elf.
Whoa. It is a great joke as always. Thanks, man.
Thank I'm Carter you. And... Ooh. About to make a name for my elf.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
That's great.
That's good.
It was a night that's before Christmas.
I'm going to be honest for the first time in my whole life.
Dude,
I've never been honest before. So I'm going to try.
Wow.
This one's
and this episode's free?
Yeah, this one's for real.
Wow.
It's been a while since I watched these episodes.
Mm.
And I've had a busy weekend.
You have?
Doing some pretty serious nerd stuff.
Peak nerd stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably the nerdiest thing I've done.
Very exciting.
And I've done some stuff.
Where were you, man? Let them know.
I was in Salt Lake City at Dragonsteel Nexus, enjoying the celebration of the release of book 5 of the Stormlight Archive, Wind and Truth. Hung out with Brandon Sanderson and all of his adoring fans, and it was really fun.
Amazing.
It was great.
Everybody absolutely
was,
amazing.
Very passionate, very excited. It was
wonderful.
A ton of fun. But unfortunately, what that means is My recollection of Finding Mr. Christmas, I'm going to need just as much help as the audience in some spots. But here's the thing that I want to make sure I make it clear that I remember. The American accent was a mistake.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
The American accent was a mistake.
You're talking about me in my American accent now and not my real
not
voice
your
from
real
earlier
American
in the
accent,
show?
Accent. I think you should do,
yeah.
Just stick to your real accent.
It was a big mistake. I'll stay right mistake. Here. The rest of this episode. No. What if I did it? What if I had the fortitude and the courage to do that for a whole
you
episode
do.
Of our show?
Got, guy, you did buddy. Something similar for guy. Our Christmas one shot with Imagine Dungeons. You're not too far off.
That's a great point.
It's very true.
That's a great point.
To be honest.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
No, Hayden, our blonde Australian mistake. Bombshell.
No.
Why I do this?
That was a big mistake.
Why do this?
No.
Yeah. You know, our so
I'm officially out on Hayden, dude.
No, but his dog, dude. But he missed his dog.
I'll tell you who my new winner choice is.
I
Hayden's
know
out. A relationship ended with Hayden.
Let's get there.
Yeah,
the next one we have to talk about is episode 4.
Talent show.
Which the main challenge was a talent show.
And it was amazing.
Absurd.
Talent.
It was a truly, truly absurd talent show.
Talent is doing a lot of heavy, the word talent is doing so much heavy lifting in this phrase.
Yeah. Finding Mr. Christmas continues to do something. You know, there's been such an interesting breath of fresh air from this show. As someone who loves, all three of us collectively love reality competitive television.
Correct.
And we've been given this environment that we also are pretty aware of. We did a whole Hallmark series or two. And we've put ourselves in there and we are able to do things or we are confined and unable to do things because of the environment that has opened. It's so fresh. It is so unique because you absolutely know. I also think that the most popular demographic that's watching this show that the show is made for knows what to expect
48
from
to 65 women.
What to expect from reality competitive television. And you get really close. You flirt with things and then you say, but we can't really. You substitute
not
things
real.
With other things that are completely ridiculous. But that in itself is good TV.
Again, I just want to say that I think the funniest choice that this show has made in its production is to force the guest every week to deliver the bad news to the contestants.
That's so good.
I think that is hysterical.
Can you imagine if RuPaul's fourth judge was the person to tell people to Shantae?
Right, crush these dreams.
Like Joel McHale. Or Sachet. Joel McHale, will you please crush these people's dreams?
Lonnie Love, you got to tell... You got to tell them they're gone.
I'll never get tired of it.
I will
never get tired of making these poor Hallmark actors and actresses and random, was it Entertainment Weekly, BuzzFeed? Who was this person? I can't remember. The
EW, I think.
I know who that is. Yeah.
Your dreams Kelty. Are over.
Yeah. I think something else that's really funny about this is when we introduce the, especially if they're a Hallmark star, it feels like a live studio audience at a Tonight Show that they have the signs that clap, applaud.
You have to clap.
Sure,
do my
dude.
10 boys know all of these actresses?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely guaranteed not.
We have, and I-
No chance.
It's so unknown to me that I can't even make up a name for you right now because it's not even like a Candace Cameron. It's not even like a- Or
it's all like it's Belinda like the, Littlefield is here.
Oh my,
is that Belinda Littlefield?
We're gonna be doing improv with BJ Upton. What? Are you kidding? He invented it. BJ's here for improv today. I'm gonna share the stage with a professional.
I just want to say, you mentioned improv. The three episodes we're talking about today. Have my three favorite star power challenges.
They're good.
Of this season.
I don't know.
Every star power
ice
challenge
skating
is
morality. Ice skating scales of morality is still up there for
that's
me.
That's amazing.
Hey, is it, what a is goodbye it that better was. Than, is it funnier than Improv 101? when Jonathan Bennett's like, hello, really Thomas, I hope you enjoy running your Christmas tree farm.
It's really
every
bad,
time a
dude.
Bell rings, you squawk like a chicken. Good luck.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves, but Jonathan in that challenge is the funniest thing that's ever happened.
It's crazy, dude.
Let's stick with
that. This is a show made for adults.
Yes. Yeah.
And I keep thinking that while I watch
it's
it.
It's amazing. Like,
for adult? Grown
we gotta
ups?
Talk about the really talent show, please.
Yes, let's talk about the talent show.
We got to talk about the talent
one of my,
show. Let's go person by person, act by act.
I want to start with Parker. And
yes,
I want
to
start.
You have to,
I want to start with the fitted. Here's the thing about that, though. That's
yes,
creative.
Agreed.
That's really
if,
funny.
If you have an ounce of showmanship in your blood, this works.
It totally
here's
does.
Here's the thing about Parker. I can't tell because he has no showmanship whatsoever, zero stage presence.
Right.
I can't tell if he's like, hey, it's pretty funny. This would be a funny talent. Or if he's like earnestly like, this is the best thing I know how
and
to
do. And the tough thing
I
about Parker too, because I think he's made six figures on just being pretty. I don't think he can't not smize. He's smizing all the time. So I don't know what he thinks. I don't know what
I
he
think
thinks.
There might be some surgical eye corner, like clinching to just keep the smize going at all times. Mm. Because my dude is just constantly just.
He went to the smizerizer.
Yeah, he really
He had the smizerizer do his work on him.
I do think, I want to give Parker enough credit to say that I think he thought this would be funny. I do think he thought that this was going to be funny.
His kids love it.
And it almost was.
His kids love it. His wife loves it.
It almost was.
I'm sure they
Yeah,
sure
it was super close
it.
To being funny. And it was not good. But it was great to go after him, certainly.
Sure.
And that's what's so funny, too, is we are doing exact beats of what we do on Drag Race, which is if you win something, you decide the order, which they wouldn't just give you.
These guys are so bad at picking.
Yes. We wouldn't give you this power, quote unquote, unless we knew you could F somebody up, but they never do. Right. But if they do, they never tell you, which even it's like are Mr. Christmases sneakily like more snaky than other reality TV show villains
manipulative
because they never say it because they have to cover it up the whole time.
No.
Or are they just completely
they're not
unaware
thinking of that?
No,
they're not thinking of that.
I think they absolutely are thinking of it and know that they can't do it because it's going to come across so bad.
Can we jump ahead a couple seasons, right? We're going to the future of the unknown.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
There's more Finding Mr. Christmas. Are you upset
Finding
if
Mr.
we
Christmas
lose?
All-Stars 2.
Are you upset if we lose the ignorance of season one? Is the ignorance what makes it so fun to watch? Because if people start figuring out the show and it just becomes Traitors but Hallmark, are you as interested?
Right.
No, certainly not.
Right. I don't want there to ever be a.
Is that so bizarre? That is so fascinating.
There should never be a Boston Rob of this show. Somebody who like figures out how to break
my
the game.
Fear. My
well,
number
there
one
should,
fear is this.
But that is when the show ends.
Yes.
Eventually they should. But then the show is over and it's the best
that
season of all time.
Becomes Mr. Christmas forever.
My number one fear is that.
And then it comes out with an interview where they're like, I did this on purpose. I hated this whole thing.
It's a flash in the pan.
I hate Christmas. I'm the Grinch.
I'm afraid it's just one season. I really hope that they continue.
I think there's probably a room full of like 7 foot tall glass canisters that they can just open the latch on and bring out 10 new guys that they grew in a lab.
I'm just excited to be in this house with my brothers and figure out what the real true meaning
Parker
of Christmas
bombs.
Is.
Jonathan decides, hey, Jonathan is an 8 year old. He decides
in a fun way, by the way,
let me show you real quick. It's the kind of stuff that you do. Like I legitimately, there's a funny story that one of my favorite stories to tell. That's semi-traumatic for some involved, but I had a buddy who could fart on command. So it's kind of the thing like, hey, new kid in town, especially in boy culture, we're going to all show you our stupid tricks we can do. Like that's what this kind of felt like too. And Jonathan's like, I'm going to jump?
Yeah.
I'm just going to
over tall stuff.
I'm going to jump over tall stuff, but also I'm not going to make it.
I'm not very good at it.
Bro,
I'm going to jump over tall stuff, but also I'm going to have to stop and just climb up.
If Jonathan had just handed someone in the audience a stopwatch and been like, time me, and then taken off at a dead sprint. It's the same thing. It's the same talent.
If you're listening to this podcast and you don't watch reality television competition shows, one of the best things about these shows, and even just reality TV, like Housewives, Real Housewives, and all that stuff, is we have the interview portion is a narrative through line. It's like a story beat. We get to talk to the people. You know, it's just like The Office or something like that. There is not a worse but better section of a season of a show than when we interview any of these boys. They are all... There is no way Ezra is actually like that. In the best way.
No, dude.
There is no way Blake is actually like that. There's no way Hayden's like that. There's no way Parker's like that. Somebody is feeding them because I think they're like, hey, this needs to hit.
Yeah.
You will be one of two things. You're a dad and you're a model.
Yep.
You lost your puppy who's actually not dead. And how do you think Hayden's girlfriend feels?
Right.
Right. Because he doesn't give a rip about her.
He moved.
Oh my gosh.
So
but yeah, we're jumping.
We also got to say, after every act in this talent show, they are interviewing with Kelty. Is that her name? From Entertainment Weekly. And it's the worst interview of all time. Like, terrible questions.
It's crazy. Crazy.
It's ridiculous. She is not, I'm sure she's good at it in her day job, but she is not good at it here. And it is like terrible. But Jonathan crashes into a Christmas tree and then doesn't make the jump from ground to stage and then just kind of walks away at the end. Honestly, he could have saved it if he just popped his top off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Ezra,
if he had just popped
his
top off.
Any of these
Ezra did so well.
Ezra.
He basically did that, got on skates and made a cocktail. Okay.
It was great.
That's fine.
Sure.
It was fantastic.
Hayden had some charm. And then we try and weave in some kind of thing of like he's being dishonest because he didn't share that he actually messed up.
That is the first moment where I was like, I don't think I like Hayden anymore.
Really?
You're letting them work their magic on you, dude. Letting Hallmark do it to you.
Well, first of all, that's why we're here. And second of all, no, I think it's weird to not just be like, I know, can you believe I almost saved it? Like, it's so weird to not just brush it off as a joke, which is one thing, but to straight up lie and be like, no, that's part of it. Yeah. That's crazy.
Everything looked great to me.
That's so weird, dude. Yeah, so he beefs. Yeah. He does magic. He's a children's magician in real life. He does a pretty okay magic.
Teaching about red lights.
He has the most time of anybody. But traffic he does lights. The weirdest magic trick. And then
teach about traffic lights.
He beefs it at the very end. He drops one of the balls, comes out early from the tube thing that he's using. And then Kelty interviews him and is like, what about messing up that trick? And Hayden's like, no, it was actually perfect. I didn't mess anything up.
Everything looked like it went perfect to me.
Our production team everything was is perfect. So hungry for drama. It's so interesting because it's a rock and a hard place because you went and you got a bunch of kosher, Stepford boyfriends.
L.L. Bean dudes.
Yeah, and L.L. Bean dudes and put them together. But you want the drama of a reality TV show. And so it feels like, it feels like Melissa tries really hard to try say things that are a little bit like pushing the envelope
spicy
and they're like,
and weird.
Like they don't catch it. It was just really funny. And who was it? This is when Isaac would have played guitar. Were y'all thinking of that? If Isaac was still here,
this is why he brought it.
I was so sad. Dude. That would have been it. He would have been up there strumming.
Yeah, dude.
Who Elijah, else have we not talked about? Elijah sang and it was bad.
He sang? Did he sing?
He rapped. But people loved it. They were like, he's good, man.
It was bad.
He's so good.
They're like, he's
man.
So
it was
good.
Whack as hell. And then
Blake, what did Blake
he got
do?
A do over in his interview, which is a weird advantage
strange.
To have.
Yeah.
Strange.
Blake, square dance or line dance?
Oh, he brought a lady up there.
Blake should have won, dude, because picking the old lady is a slam.
Yeah, that was a great move.
When he stepped
and
out
I don't
for
think,
a volunteer, I said he's going to pick the oldest woman in this room. I guarantee it.
Yeah. I don't think he's doing it to be like, this will get me ahead in the competition.
No, dude,
I genuinely think that he's, like, my mama always told me that you got to pick the prettiest woman in the world to dance with. And so I choose you, Geraldine.
That's who Blake is, dude. I'm telling you, that's who Blake is.
And it won't win. It won't win because of it.
Who is there somebody we're missing?
I don't think so.
We got Parker. Parker's a sheet. Blake. Square dance, country dance,
six.
Some kind of dance. Hayden is magic. Elijah is
Jonathan
rap.
Jumping.
Ezra jumping.
No, Jonathan.
Ezra. Oh, Ezra did cocktails.
Yeah, the cocktails on the skates. I do think that Blake. It was line dance. That's what it was.
Okay,
two stepping. I thought
you could have said anything, and I would have believed you.
Oh, it was two stepping.
All dancing.
You're right.
We've talked about this on the show before. I cannot assess whether dancing is good or bad. It's something in my brain.
You talked about this
broken.
On Mary Poppins.
I can say. I could be like, yes, that's dancing. No, that's not dancing. But once it crosses the yes, that's dancing threshold, I'm just like, yeah, I mean, sure. just probably good.
I think for me, anything like 7 and up is amazing, and anything like 5 and down is terrible. And the only medium I have on dancing is like exactly 6. I'm like, I can't tell. But anything better than that, I'm like, that's incredible.
Wow.
So anyway, yeah, they, do you remember what the like daily challenge, like the,
not it was an obstacle course. It was the one where they cut down the tree and it was, this is the one where I told Chelsea, I was like, this is so cheap. Like, remember this in season 2,
3 times as thick as everybody else.
But the thing about, the thing about Hallmark is they're probably going to keep it at that. Why? They're all about just producing more and more as quickly as you can.
There's no need.
Why so we might not see. In this
I don't want more budget here.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the budget increase.
There are literally like just planks of wood on the ground that I don't know what they're supposed to do on them. Except
it's
maybe
the worst
run on
balance
them.
Beam course I've ever seen in my life is what it is.
It's a terrible obstacle course.
Shrek would look at that and be like, I'm about to destroy this.
I'm about to destroy this.
Destroy this, Jeff.
I can balance on anything, Jeff.
Kelty from Entertainment Weekly gets booted. She boots Parker.
Yeah, Parker goes home.
Parker's bummed. But you got a chance.
This is the funniest.
This is
the
laziest.
We all agree
plan.
That this is because.
Yes, because Daxton's what's his face? Gone.
Yeah, Daxton's
because
gone.
Daxton got medevaced.
Yes, this is the laziest channel. Backup plan for that. This is the laziest backup plan. Just say nobody. Just say nobody like Rue does. Nobody's going home. But you said no. Hey. And now we get the like, I'm running to the airport to catch them before they leave.
Yes.
What do you think Parker is thinking though when they tell him to just stay in the living room and like, look at the fireplace?
Yeah.
The boys were given the chance to reverse Parker's elimination. And they made a big show about deliberating about it. And I really hoped they were going to say no.
I did too.
Because it is... In any other show, and in this one too, probably the craziest decision to be like,
bring them
we're
back.
The final five. No, yeah, let's no, be the final six again.
They said crazy. Only one, if it was one, it had to be unanimous to bring him back.
Unanimous, yep. And it was Ezra was the spokesperson for
what's
them.
His face, dude. He would have said no.
He would have. We needed a little bit of a. We need a little bit of a devil amongst all of these angels.
Truly,
they save Parker. They bring Parker back.
They do.
And it's crazy.
Let's see if it makes a difference for him next week. The next episode, what was the daily like mini challenge for this one?
This was the marshmallow one.
The soaked, sloppy marshmallow.
The sloppy chalk. Sloppy hot cocoa.
Sloppy hot cocoa.
Where they had to just use a big pillow like it was a marshmallow and sponge dirty brown water into a big cup and make it overflow their marshmallows.
The way that they had to learn that the tactic was to squish the pillow so that it absorbed more liquid. They were like, we came up with this strategy. It's like the strategy
is absorption. Like,
dude, that was like watching. That was like when Bear was little and we watched him solve the puzzle. Where it's like, you got to move this to the side to get your piece of kibble. It's like, oh,
the
you
fact
did
that there's
it.
Just a
good
waterfall
job.
Of hot cocoa on a sponge on just a pillow, and you're like, man, this isn't
it's
working.
It's like a
man.
Tempur-Pedic like
hey, man,
memory
this isn't working
pillow.
Out. Bro, squeeze it.
It's crazy. I love.
Oh my god.
Also,
this is the most like. This is like an elementary school, like, hey,
field
it's
day.
Our,
yeah.
It's our party right yes. before Christmas break, and we're playing hot chocolate yes. sponge.
Yeah.
Hayden, in this moment, I think this is the first time his lack of athleticism is revealed. Agreed. I think when you think Aussie, pretty boy, you think like rugby,
soccer, rugby. Something.
But like, he is not very coordinated. He's a theater man, and that's fine.
Yep.
You know? But it was just really funny to see him and Blake on the same team. And it's just like, his celebration Oof, looked like dude. A bad acting job. So Blake and Hayden win. It's their first time to win one of these. Wow, what a hero story, because neither of them have ever won one of these little challenges. And Hayden's like, the way that he jumps up and he's like, yeah, like with his Santa hat on. I was like, this is fake. Is that how he jumps up? And then I see him throw a football 5 minutes later, and I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Okay, in his defense, throw a football is not a good measure of athleticism for someone who did not grow up.
Did you see what his arms were doing?
That's true.
Just
no,
sensitive.
They're bad.
Doge is just sensitive because he can't throw a football very good.
And that's the thing. I'm just saying I was surprised. It's not what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else do you think about people who can't throw footballs good?
I also thought of you too. I was like, I should be careful. Because Doge is going to be pretty upset about this. I can't really throw a football.
So
well.
Good.
But what's happening now, and we kind of wait. Daxton, I think, would have been this, which is a legitimate connection between guys that are living together. Because he did feel like he was somewhat of a glue of people that were being empathetic 100%. And loving on each other. But we don't really even get it because he leaves until episode 5, which is like any kind of relationship outside of saying, you're all my brothers. Which feels like
I want more of that in season 2, dude. I want more like what are the boys doing on their downtime?
It started with bringing Parker back. We bring Parker back and it's like like dude, the way that they are just ready to freaking, they're like, man, you know, Jonathan was the last one up in episode 5 after the challenge for them to get ready for the next day, bro, and he looks amazing. He just got up. Are you kidding me? He's just like, sorry, guys, I'm a little bit late. And it's just like, what?
To be fair, Jonathan's insanely hot. So
he is insanely hot, but he is he's well-groomed in this. He's got all his fit together. Can you give me, what's wrong, Hallmark, with giving me a little bit of like turn off the glow of the lens? And just show me
the boys
these guys
in some gray
together.
Sweatpants. I want to see the dong shadow, dude. Like, I want to see these boys and what they're made of.
But we don't want the boy. We don't want the boys. We want the Mr. Christmas.
But
we
want
the mascot.
I think based on how crazy, feral these moms went a few episodes ago, I think they do want the boys.
That was an opening.
The house.
Yes.
I don't think they want the boys. I think they want the cover of a crappy romance novel.
Jonathan,
I think they want that boy.
Yeah. Jonathan's going to get skewered for not taking his clothes off. Interesting. Take your jacket off, Jonathan. We told you to.
What is the What is the star power challenge in episode 5?
This one is improv in a coffee shop with BJ Britt, the improv king.
That's episode 5?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Episode 6 is the breakup script.
Yes, you're right.
I brought you a Ziploc bag of marshmallows.
Yes,
no, we'll get there.
Please don't. We've all been saving it. The moment one of us mentions anything about the script, we're like, shut that shit down. We save this.
I can't.
It's like Thanksgiving Day and you're like, is there an apple pie in here? Shut the fridge. Don't talk about dessert. It's too good.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Oh. So, improv. The rules for this improv, like this 100% feels like
a class.
I did theater in high school for a year and a half. I did theater for a year and a half in high school. I was famously part of a production of A Christmas Carol that had a performance canceled because no one learned their lines.
Oh my God. How do I not know this? I just got a new Doge story, dude. New
I was
Doge
one of the
dropped.
People. I just.
You learned your lines, though, huh?
No, I just didn't learn them because I had a very small part. And my job was to be one of the people in the city who was like, yeah, I also hate Scrooge. And like, no real, like, so I was like, I'll just wing it probably. I don't know. We'll figure it out. This improv challenge feels like the games that we would play to warm up before acting in 10th grade.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're going to walk into this coffee shop and Jonathan's going to tell you what your job is, what your name is, and what wacky thing you do when you hear a sound effect.
Right.
And it's honestly the most uncomfortable thing I've probably watched this year.
Wow.
I was like cringing myself inside out
it
watching
was pretty
this improv.
Tough.
It wasn't
dude.
Until
it
was the last duo goes in there that I realized the other guys are just right outside. They're just right outside
yeah,
the window.
Dude,
you
waiting,
can see
dude.
Them looking in the background. Oh man.
So I don't remember everybody's weird quirk. No, I don't remember everybody's name, but the general vibe is like, hi, Jackson. How's life on the Christmas tree farm that you run that you inherited from your dad? Boy, I hope that you don't hear a bell ring because then you'll squawk like a chicken. Yeah, and it's like, then they just turn them loose.
How neglected.
To just wing it in this scene.
What is Blake missing?
And one of the guys.
Because he's the best at these challenges, in my opinion. Yeah. And he just never wins.
Though.
He was good at this. He was good at the improv.
Yeah, sure. But I think on paper, he is the weakest at these things, but I think my boy kicks it into Mach 5 with panic at every challenge and just like cranks it out, dude. I just think that he freaks out and is just like, make it work.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Cracks me up, man. I guess it's true. I guess improv for him is much better than memorizing even a single sentence.
And it's because Blake is improv-ing his whole life.
Yeah,
it's because
sure.
He's never done anything
he's
before.
Real,
so everything's
dude.
Like, hey, this is new information for me.
He's
sure,
real.
Yeah, I guess my name is Thomas. I guess I do own a toy store.
It's just such a caricature of reality TV because I was thinking about, you know, the three of us could be talking about something about, you know, Outplay, Outwit, Outlast, or we just watched an episode. I was like, I can't believe that Rachel still has the immunity idol and the block of vote. You know, and You can just hear yourself saying these things and you know, outside looking in, that's kind of, it sounds a little bit silly. You have to know the game to understand what's going on. But to say things like, oh no, he's not balking at the camera. He's not clicking like a chicken at the camera. I
to
feel
cut
some
outside
concern.
To all the guys chewing their fingernails like cartoon characters and going, find your camera.
Find your camera. So good. So bad and so
Ezra's
good.
Ezra's inside just like, balk, balk, balk. Well, they're like, find your like, camera.
Find
your
camera.
Camera,
yeah,
brother.
Parker just
where's
looking to
camera,
the side.
Like, you gotta find your camera.
And you just see his like denim traps in his gorgeous jacket. Just balk, 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 balk. It's like perfect hair, just like
the hottest man you've ever seen refuses to cluck like a chicken at the camera.
Oh my God.
What was Jonathan's big sin here? What did he do wrong? He did something that was like a faux pas. They told him
he said no. You're not supposed to say no in improv.
He did not, yes and.
He said nuh-uh instead of
not
yes
taking
and
my jacket off. You're welcome Melissa. To be in my choir. She's like, I can't believe I didn't make here he is, the choir director, and I didn't make the choir. And he's like, oh, you're welcome at the choir anytime. And she's like, oh, I guess I am.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I mean.
This is crazy. This feels like they were just like, we got to think of something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe improv?
I think a comedian that comes on RuPaul's Drag Race and gives someone a hard time that's trying to write a roast makes more sense because I know the person usually. You know, Joan Rivers shows up or something. And you're like, well, of course. And it's funny.
You know how to do
this. Because
you're
talking down to a person that doesn't know anything about what you do. But to come in and be Melissa and BJ and still treat these guys trying improv for the first time in their lives, and they probably have 20 minutes to prepare for it, and it's just a layup, and they didn't take their
as
jacket off.
As though you guys are improv geniuses?
Right. That, dude.
Right.
That,
as though
dude.
We got a couple of Colin Mockeries over
me.
On the other side of the table.
Pardon me, bro. Wayne Brady could say the worst things to me, and I would laugh. I'd be like, you're right.
Yeah, of course.
You're the guy. You're the one.
What are you,
get
Ryan
out of here.
Stiles?
People know you as Reba's friend. Melissa, I just
the show
learned
was
your
not
name.
Called Melissa.
I just
the show
learned
was
your
called
name.
Reba.
Melissa. Okay.
Guys, I need you to bring me back down to earth. I have yet, as of episode 5, I'm not sure about episode 6. As of episode 5, Christmas Carol debacle notwithstanding, I tend to learn my lines for things. I think that, tell me if I'm wrong, I think I could have won every single one of these star power challenges except for
we've
the puppy
talked
pictures.
About this.
I think any of us could have won every single.
I stand by
even if you don't win the pictures, someone watching is like, I think Doe should have won. That was an interesting thing.
Yeah. Sure. Everybody else's body's really hard and his is like soft. His keeps moving after he stops.
It's so cool how he's like squishy in the picture. That's very sick.
It's great.
I like it.
He's like,
much.
Yeah, he's like, it reminds me of like a marshmallow for like a hot chocolate.
I mean, it's thinking the same thing.
So they make the guy that was apparently the improv expert deliver the devastating news that once again for the second week in a row, and this time Parker. Permanently, Parker is banished.
He's
from
gone
the Christmas
again, dude.
House.
He's gone.
Which, by the by, I think short of him shockingly crushing it, he was gone no matter what.
Yeah.
They wanted him out. It's like, it felt like playing Uno with your family.
Yeah.
When you hit somebody with the draw four and they're like, reverse. And you're like, reverse right back
ooh,
to you.
Gotcha.
I said draw four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that the last thing he says is like, there's a part of me too that's also excited because I miss my wife and kids. Was like, dude, you've done it. You locked it in.
Just get out
bing,
of here.
Bing, bing. That's you. You did it.
Yeah.
That's what we'll always know you as.
Your wife and kids guy. Your hot wife and kids guy. And we like that about you, Parker.
That's what
go
I
fold those sheets, buddy.
It was funny to me. Not funny. I genuinely kind of felt bad for Parker on his exit this time. Yes, like it felt like dude. He was like pretty devastated.
Pretty devastated. He want all you listen. Your number one goal as a dad is to be your kid's hero. That's all you can do. You know, you just want to be your kid's hero. And he hopes that someday his son's going to watch that and be like, man, my dad got voted off twice.
My dad, my dad went now, home 2 weeks in hold a row. On.
Put yourself, now take just a moment. Today, your dad comes to you and says, did I ever show you the reality show that I was on?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the best conversation that anybody's dad could have with them.
That's it great. Is
it, especially if it's something good. Like this, which is like,
yes.
This feels like, I don't know, this feels like a hair's breadth away from being Lost Media, where it's like, Hallmark might do six more seasons of this, or they might delete it and pretend it didn't happen.
Right. Yeah, I'm tempted to set up a camcorder facing my screen for the last few episodes just to make sure we've got evidence.
Let me record this for posterity.
This will be here. At least we'll remember it through this episode. But
we'll always have this. We'll always have this podcast.
We'll always have this one. Let's do some shout announcements and then talk about the least eventful episode of the season. Nothing important or funny.
Nothing at all. Holy crap. Oh my God.
Shout outs. Welcome to Shout Announcements. It's the part of the show where we give shout outs, and also it's the part of the show where we make announcements. Someone do
quick,
one of those.
Shout out right now. Do a shout out right now.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to Jordan.
I did a really good job. I did a really good job.
He did a great job. Can you fold a fitted sheet?
Yeah.
How?
Crumble it.
I just wad it up. Yeah.
I don't fold it. I ain't got time for that.
No way. I'm busy doing too much other stuff.
I think I usually crumble it and put it in a pillowcase that matches. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I think we put our pillowcase,
that's
our extra pillowcase sheet, fitted sheet, and just put it in a pillowcase and then sort of fold that up. So it's like
that's container. Your little bag, huh? Yeah. Dude, that's a great idea.
I'm very smart.
Wow. You probably could be Mr. Christmas next year if you audition.
I could do it.
What if we auditioned? Can we figure out how to audition?
None of us
show?
Are hot enough. We're not getting a call back.
What if we all are like, hey, the three of us
as together, one competitor,
as one contestant, can we be a contestant on Mr. Christmas?
Just on each other's shoulders the whole time.
Our gimmick is that the other guys can pick which one of us competes in each competition. Like they can pick who they think will be the weakest at this thing.
Listen. If Ice Climbers counts as one character, we count as one contestant.
You better believe that.
I think we're too powerful together as one contestant on this show.
That's unassailable. You know what we need you to do, dear listener, is listen to Imagine Dungeons. It's our actual play D&D podcast. We've been running since August. We've been releasing since August. We've been playing since March of this year. And guys, we are almost to the end of our first season. We have one episode left. And I am so excited for everyone to hear this episode. A quick programming note, it's not going to be quite ready for you.
That's fine.
Tomorrow, as the crow flies. We're going to need just a little bit more time in the kitchen for that one, but that should be ready to release, ready for you to listen to the season finale of season one of Imagine Dungeons on December 18th, 2024. So if you're listening to this in the future, it's already out. And if you're listening to this in the past, how?
Yeah, how possible?
We would love it if you would check out Imagine Dungeons and share it with your friends and family this holiday season. A quick thing to add to, we have... we've been putting a lot of original music in the show, and I'm not sure if you're aware that is available to stream. Download that for $0. Stream it. We got like 60 tracks up.
It's amazing.
I think the link to that is linked in the Instagram bio of Imagine Dungeons Pod on Instagram, but we can put it here in the show notes for this episode as well too.
Imagine Dungeons. Also, imagine having you know, an outlet that you communicate with good friends that you're making a podcast on. And then you got the one friend who's like, every week he's like, hey man, here's six tracks I wrote. Likelihood one of these is with something you created in mind. It's special stuff. It's really good. And Imagine Dungeons is just a wonderful adventure regardless. But I think it is really tough to imagine it without the music. It's just so fun to experience that twice in recording it with these guys and then also hearing what Doja's done. And so it's fun to just have that on its own. I think it's good study music. I think it's going to be good music, honestly, just for accompaniment if you have a one shot or if you want to go to whatever fantasy world that you have, if you want to play Dungeons and Dragons, to just play. It's 60 tracks. So you're going to have so much time to just have that looped in the background. I think it's really cool.
A lot of fun. Would love it if you would check it out.
Really, really cool. We would also love if you would be a part of our community if you're not there yet, which to do that, it's the $5 tier of our Patreon, which is Two Chunks Movie Club. It's the Discord in general, but there's one channel that we have in there called Two Chunks Movie Club where monthly we will go see a movie. This month, we haven't got it picked yet. We've got a handful of options, including Craven. That was certainly a move that only I made, and I voted for it because I think it's just fun to watch bad things with people that you like.
Oh, Stinky.
It's probably going to be Stinky.
Stinky.
It's probably going to be Stinky, but we're voting
every
currently.
Time a Two Chunks Movie Club happens, it's like, let's do this movie, this movie, this movie. And we're like, yep. And then the poll comes out and it's like this movie, this movie, this movie, and weird random stinker from out of nowhere. And we're like, Carter added one.
That's
Carter
me.
Decided to add one.
Added stinker just to say, hey guys, you know, don't forget the stinkers out there. You know, we gotta think about the stinkers. But we have some great stuff ones out there. Great Christmas ones out there.
Yeah.
There's going to be some Little Women, possibly. We might be watching Elf, have an Elf party, but we'd love to spend some of that time with you coming up. Find out where we're going and which movie we're seeing over in Discord.
And yeah. Can they still contribute to which movie we're seeing, or is that already done?
It's done at this point, I think.
It's done. Sorry, missed it.
It's probably done.
It's the season of giving. It's the season of cheer. It's the season of laughter. And it's the season of fear. And you should be afraid of us if you're not sharing our shows with your friends and your family and your loved ones. Make sure that you are sending
Oh, I thought
links.
It was all going to rhyme.
No, I didn't think really at all. I just sort of started talking. But it's kind of my thing.
Elijah would have rhymed
big
it.
Rhymer. Yeah.
He would have. I would kill that improv challenge. Yeah, send links. Every app you use to listen to this show or Imagine Dungeons has a little three-dot button that lets you hit share and then send it to people. Do that. Find people that you don't have a ton to talk about with at Christmas morning stuff with your family and send this to them so you have common ground, things to discuss. Discussed and discuss.
Disgust
send it to people
dude.
You love. Send it to people you hate.
Them, dude.
Punish people that you hate with our shows. That would be wonderful for us. And I love you.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel. Find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Are we back? Are we back? Can we talk
about
it?
We're back, yeah. We're back.
Oh,
let's talk about
boy.
It.
Boy, before we get to the Star Challenge.
Sure.
We had, what even were we doing before that?
I can't remember what our daily is here.
You know, I watched it like 10 minutes. I finished wait, it like wait, 10 wait, minutes wait, before we this. Started this. Hang on, I'm going to ask Jess. I'll be right back.
Yeah, go ask Jess.
Because Ezra won it.
Hey, Jess.
Or Elijah won it.
They keep giving advantages that are like, you get 5 extra minutes practicing. I don't know, man.
Christmas trivia.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The easiest, wildest
Ezra was
Christmas
just
trivia
reading
questions.
The answers in front of him. I remember this. He was just reading off of, I think...
No way.
Elijah's board
I didn't even notice
in front
that.
Of him. It was cracking wow. me up, dude.
The easiest. What snack do people leave out for Santa Claus?
And his reindeer.
Popcorn.
And his reindeer.
Popcorn.
Milk and cookies.
Easy. Next question.
The easiest question.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Hey, almonds roasting on an open fire.
It really revealed how dumb some of these boys are in a way that I really appreciate.
They're not called. It's not called Finding Mr. Smarty.
No,
that's true. That's true. None of this matters though, because the star power.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was Elijah. The star power challenge is what matters. Somebody describe the challenge itself.
Hey, it's one thing. It's one thing to be able to laugh and have a meet cute and stumble and pick yourself back up and find someone else who stumbles and have your good character also help pick them back up. It's a completely different thing to break up with somebody. Mm-hmm. And so we have our scripts, our festive five, who are the last five left, have our scripts to sit down with our superstar. Can't believe she's here.
Can't believe we got her, dude.
Morgan Shegan.
Tabitha Moriarty. Dude, they got Tabitha Moriarty for this one.
I can't believe they got Tabitha. Fresh off of fighting Sherlock for another excellent
episode. Dude.
Tabitha shows up to break up with these guys, breaking up with all of them. And so they're learning their lines. And
it's the same scene over and over again.
Yes, just but for the context, I never got tired of watching. I got tired of it, but I never did. That's what this keeps doing to me, this show.
Yeah.
But the shot, they're in a world somewhere this last summer, very likely. There were five grown men breaking up with air in front of them as they were rehearsing for this scene.
Yep.
And there was a production crew and a camera shooting all of it. Just them saying over and over again.
The bathroom where Ezra was practicing was grim. Is that the bathroom they have to use? That place was terrifying.
Yeah.
That's a murder bathroom.
I need Jonathan Bennett. Hear my voice.
Release the Bennett
cut. I'm broadcasting it into the ether. Release the Snyder cut of all of these breakups. Put it on HBO Max in 4:3, black and white. Yeah. I don't care. I'll watch it. I have to see every person practicing the whole time they were practicing.
There are,
please, Jonathan,
maybe 8 highlights to this scene for every one of them. Yeah. One of my favorites was like, well, okay, I wonder if we could do the whole thing because I just watched it recently too, but it's like coming up, like knock, knock. It's like, hey, what? I guess you're already here. You might as well take a seat. Well, I brought some go-tos. I brought some of your favorites.
Your
snickerdoodles.
Christmas snickerdoodles.
Here's some Christmas snickerdoodles.
Christmas snickerdoodles.
And okay, I get it. You're not going to say anything about that. But I got the ringer here. I got the big hitter. Some marshmallows for some s'mores.
I brought your favorite. 7 marshmallows in a sandwich size Ziploc bag.
And she's like, what? You
I
think
brought
these
your
snacks?
Favorite. The oh, ham just, to go in the middle of a ham sandwich. Like, it's just, why?
Oh, these marshmallows? Don't worry. They're squished and warm because they've been in my
it's
jacket.
Like Ezra,
I know how much
cheese.
You love Cuban
right,
sandwiches,
but if we
so
find
I brought
tortillas
you mustard.
And Rotel and some ground beef and some pickled jalapenos, we can have Christmas nachos. Like, they come up and they say this stuff.
I know you. I know you carry chocolate, graham crackers, and also fire in your backpack and purse at all times. So I brought.
Also,
the only
we
thing
knew
you're
we
lacking.
Would find. We would knew. We knew we would find Moriarty on the random hill. That's where she loves to
you've
set
got
up.
To. You've
the
got to.
Adirondack chairs.
Yeah.
And so it's like she says, "You think bringing
they're
these snacks are going to help?" And he's like,
did
I get it.
Did she stand up and move between takes? Yes or no? Answer quickly. No is my guess.
No.
I don't think she moved once.
No, she's going. She's doing the mall
she
Santa.
Does have
she's
to walk
like, next
away.
One.
She
bring
does
next.
Have to walk away, though, at the end of each scene. So she's going
oh, that's
back.
True. That's
if she's
true.
Moving,
that's
she true. Does. So.
Oh, so she's just living the life of like an NPC on Hitman.
It's
where
like,
she's like got her little loop and then she sits for a little while and then walks her little loop and then sits for a little
Remind
while.
Reminds me which one of the guys way. Like blows her off completely to do something weird when he comes in. Something weird happened. Oh, no, dude. It's Hayden has a weird thing he does. That's what
I cannot
is.
Wait.
He does his American
we'll get
accent,
there. We'll get there.
Dude.
But to give the whole scene though, our next story beat is that this was my favorite part of the script.
Okay.
She says
not
something along the lines of, no. Something along the lines of like, hey, you know, you're just not talking to me anymore. You're not responding. He's like, I've texted you for the last 3 days. And the only way you can respond to me is a thumbs up emoji. That's a thumbs up emoji?
That's a line.
Who says that?
That's crazy.
And then,
Mr. Christmas
and then
does,
it's like, well,
obviously.
How do you expect it? You and Chris come from under me. You know, I've been saving for 4 years to buy this spot. And you and Chris come in there and buy the spot. So
the
sorry.
World
blah, 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 blah. End with Merry Christmas. It's amazing. Hayden.
It ends decides. With, it ends with sadly say Merry Christmas to me,
yes.
I guess.
Hey, yes.
It is the Merry craziest Christmas, thing is her being like, I'm fine. And then Mr. Christmas says, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You haven't been texting me back.
Yeah.
And she was like, how are you supposed to tell me what I feel? And he says, well, it's because you're the person I'm dating. And she says, I don't think we are that anymore.
Yeah.
Oof. And walks away.
I actually think that's a sick burn. I think if you're like on the rocks with your Hallmark boyfriend and he's like, you're the person I'm dating, the best way to respond is to be like, I don't think we are that being that anymore, actually.
Yeah, that's not us, actually.
Just hit him with the L. Get him on your forehead.
L7 weenie, dude. And
get to Hayden as quickly as possible. Because there's two, I'm remembering that there are two wild decisions here.
So Hayden thinks, because he's ever the creative. Now, here's the thing. I do love a contestant on a reality competition show that is taking risks. This works best for Top Chef, maybe not so much for Finding Mr. Christmas.
Sure.
But Hayden decides he's going to do an American accent. Bro.
Yeah.
Do you not see the differentiator here outside of your gorgeous blue eyes that turn cobalt blue when
Selling
you cry,
is
which is
Australian.
All the time?
It's like putting on a Australian? Fat suit. It's like
you're
Parker
Australian.
Putting on a fat suit.
Like he
covering
comes in.
Up what makes you you.
What's happening, my guy? And but he decides to bring the squeaker out of a toy to give to her. And he's already, I think, trying the American accent, but he's like, can you hold this?
Can you hold this squeaker toy from my dog, Archie?
Can you hold this in your pocket? Thank you. This means a lot.
I'm going to be using my American accent for this.
Still didn't
bring
tears, though.
Are you telling me that you're breaking up with me, Pilgrim?
Still didn't bring tears. Yeah. I brought your favorite, Snickerdoodle. Like, what are you
I'm sorry.
Jonathan and Melissa. Jonathan and Melissa.
They loved it.
Eat this.
They loved it.
And he's just like, this is Jonathan. Just like the lip
quiver when he cries.
He's so good. But yeah, so he doesn't.
I think that is the scene when I decided Hayden's fake and I don't like him.
Aw.
Oof.
I think the squeaker toy. And the dog reach again, I think for me, was when I was like, I'm out on Hayden, dude. He's fake. This guy's fake.
I think he's not fake. I just think he's the Shaggy DA. I just think he's secretly a golden retriever.
No, dude. He's fake. He's
I thank you for being open with me. That was my dog. That was my dog.
Like, bro, I looked at Chelsea and I was like, do you understand how special this is? What we're watching right now? So will you soak
you
this
in? You can't get this anywhere else.
Will you soak
you
this
can't.
In?
Nobody else
has the lack of self-respect to make this show besides Hallmark.
Bro, if you pull something like that in front of the jury on the final tribal council and Survivor, your career is over. You are raked through the Krolls.
The Krolls.
All the Nick Krolls, dude.
All the Nick Krolls. Every
You're
Nick Krolls is like, nope.
Dude, couldn't believe it. Also, Blake thought that being sensitive meant just really talking slower.
Just pausing.
Yep. Pausing.
Yep. Add some ellipses in there.
But
ellipses for
it's
emotion?
It's because he forgot every single line and every
dude,
Ezra, word.
Wait.
Ezra forgot it worse, dude.
That's true.
No,
Jonathan
it was
is the
Jonathan
one that pauses for like a minute.
There, who stands there.
Oh, yeah.
Not for like
he
a
hasn't said a
full
line yet.
Minute. She's like, what's that in your hand? And he's just like.
Completely.
She has to be like, did you bring me something?
Yeah. So she, what, and the best
did
part
you
is
bring
she reaches
me my
behind,
favorite Snickerdoodles?
She reaches behind her Adirondack chair and grabs the oil can. And proceeds to go to the joints
for sure.
Oil can.
Oil.
But he was just standing there, like staring down, and that was more uncomfortable to me, Doge, than the improv ever could
so
have
good.
Been.
Oh my
was him God. Just standing there, like,
which is good for Blake because Blake was going home if it wasn't for that. I think.
Yeah.
On this one.
Yeah.
Blake was very bad here, but Jonathan was worse, and they make Tabitha. Ooh. Moriarty deliver
hey,
the bad news.
Her, I hang on, pause the podcast for a second. Did I miss Tabitha Moriarty? I've Googled this on a bunch of different tabs and I can't find Tabitha.
A bunch of different Tabithas. You got a bunch of different Tabithas.
So many Tabithas open, dude.
No, because remember we were saying that none of the Hallmark people's names are real.
I've been searching every single Sherlock Holmes production.
We just pulled it out of our butts. Pulled it from our butts.
I am sure locked, dude. Let's go.
Snickerdoodle.
I am sure lock on those snickerdoodles, Pilgrim.
On those Christmas snickerdoodles.
This reminds me of when Isaac Jacob on Make Some Noise, who he's Santa Claus. He's like, I'm going to be European Santa Claus, trying to hide behind the fact.
Oh.
Like trying to act American. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Ho, 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 my guy. Oh, my God. You need to watch it again. It's really good.
That's very much Hayden's vibe here. It's just very much like, are you seriously telling me you're breaking up with me over...
It's the kumite.
I brought your favorite.
Snickerdoodles.
S'mores.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. It was not it.
Did he win this, though?
He won.
Yeah.
He won this, though.
Because of the squeaker
Tabitha's
toy.
Like, he's my favorite. He wins. And then she's like, Jonathan's my least favorite. He loses.
Yeah. Yeah. He loses. So Jonathan is out. We're down to our final four. Elijah, Ezra, Jonathan. No.
Nope.
Hayden.
And Blake.
And there's two episodes left.
Let me tell you, shocked Ezra is still here.
Yeah, same.
Fully shocked.
I think he's getting by on hotness.
I think he has the personality of a lacrosse stick.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's so good.
What is the, is it called something or just stick?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. He's the kid at orientation that you can already tell is working too hard.
Yeah.
He's like, this is, I'm like, man, you think you're going to keep this up for 4 years? You're going to do this for 4 years? Yeah. You think you're going to stay this person?
Probably. Let's get our half, little over halfway point, way past halfway point. I forgot what the math was.
Far past halfway point.
Almost done winner picks.
Hayden.
It's Hayden.
Yeah, it probably is Hayden. I just want it to be Blake, dude.
I know. Even knowing who's going to win, it's still good. I'm still interested, which I don't think you get all the time with a reality competition show.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I just really want it to be Blake. I feel like
there's been a handful of Survivor seasons. I'm like, you let this fool be in the final four. This is over. Well, I'm not going to watch you reminisce about your journey. I'm going to record this and fast forward to the end because I know who won.
Hand this person $1 million. Yeah.
You just handed them $1 million. No. Kudos because you played the game well, but it's like, what? So I think even knowing who wins this, it's still good.
Can we briefly just say a couple of quick ideas that we think season two would actually improve? Not like how we are afraid more budget actually ruins it. I'm saying things that we as viewers think this actually makes it a better show. Cause I have one.
Oh yeah.
Exclusively for judging who stays and who wins and who leaves. I think a like 10 person panel of Hallmark fans should be the ones who do the judging.
I agree. I think
like a committee.
I think number one, I think Carter's frozen.
It's terrifying.
I'm still here.
Number two.
It's just gone.
No. It's a, hey dude, I actually don't even want to screenshot this for you because I'm worried that it might hurt your feelings. The face that
mouth
that it decided to pause you.
Oh, that's no.
It's like you're 1 second away from sexy lip bite, but you haven't gotten to that point yet.
Oh, wow. That is my sexy lip bite. Is the
no,
1 second
away. It's not. Don't say that. Don't
it's
say
about
that.
To be. My sexy lip bite is about to be sexy lip bite.
My sexy lip bite's just kind of on its way.
And that's just what it is for y'all right now?
Yeah, it's still.
Oh, yeah.
We just sent it.
I sent it. Yeah. But that's what we're podcasting too.
Still stuck like that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're there.
Oh, God.
Can we just make that the episode art for this episode? Is that?
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
I'm just imagining this.
No, let me give you a better voice for it. Well, I'm gonna get in there.
No, dude, this is the guy that's like, you're breaking up with me on Christmas, even though I brought you your snickerdoodles.
Are you serious?
Imagine a world where this is accompanied by the text, like hot podcasters in your area.
Bro, yeah, yes. Dude.
I look like picture. I'm like in the process of, I think if you were to put a clarinet reed in my mouth, it would make more sense.
Your embouchure would be amazing.
It's crazy, dude. It also
I'm
looks
wedding
like
the reed right now.
if we did the thing where we're like AI make the rest of this video, it would just have you ripping your shirt in half. Sure. You look like you're about
from
to just
the
like
back
rip your shirt
crazy
in half from
too,
the
dude.
Back.
That would
AI
be amazing.
AI could just do that.
Turn it into
AI
an
is part of like a,
this
a
is
non-Euclidean set of rules. But my real thought is that I think these guys should have to write as part of this.
Like,
I think I would like to see them write a scene. Just write a scene.
That would be funny.
Just be like, hey,
dude,
for this,
they have to write a scene and then they do like a shuffle, like a scene shuffle.
Uh-huh.
That's smart.
And they're judged both on how well they wrote their scene and how well they acted somebody else's scene.
No, dude. They are told that it's going to be a scene shuffle. And then the twist is that they have to act the scenes they... So they're told, like,
yeah,
make somebody do something ridiculous. And then the twist is they have to do their own scene.
Yep. But I think that's because if we want Mr. Christmas to be a true mascot, he can't be at an entry-level Hallmark position his whole career.
Yeah, he's got
to
have
upward mobility. Eventually begin writing and producing
sure.
and sitting at the top of the ivory Hallmark tower.
Sure. And if y'all can even take me seriously right now, here's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look deep into my cheekbones.
I have not stopped.
Imagine
that.
The clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing you a tune.
Hands-free clarinet, dude.
I'm ready for at least for one episode. Make it a big enough deal that the perk is actually something that backfires and is really hard to do morally. In that, after it is done, you choose who leaves.
Yep.
So, walk that out for me.
So you win the thing before the star challenge, right? So we get to the star challenge and we get to the end, right? And it's like when you're deciding who did the worst, right? Or you tell us as the judges
like
who are the bottom two, and one of those two will be voted out.
Yep.
You're given the power of deciding who was worst at something.
Yeah. It's like, Alaska, who do you think should leave tonight?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think have them do like a charity event with kids and they're secretly being judged for how good they are with kids because that's a Hallmark thing, I feel
like. Yeah.
Dude, that's so good that you might see it in episode 7 or 8. I wonder if we're going to see it. Legitimately.
I mean, it feels like something that would happen.
Yes.
It feels like something that would happen that they're like, you guys are doing Toys for Tots today or something like that. And then.
Yeah.
They secretly are being judged on how nice they are to kids or something.
Ooh, maybe next season they could take all their food away and give them rice only. But like some, not enough.
Dude,
just some
if
rice.
If they do, I'm going to say if they get 6 seasons of this show in and
someone
then one year, they just decide to instead like isolate them in a cabin.
Yep.
Like in the mountains. And do like mountain survivor with them.
It's very good.
But they still have to do all this stuff.
That would be so fun if it's cold survivor. It's like they're in this A-frame cabin. It's a beautiful cabin, but they have to gather their own firewood. And then once a week.
And chop it shirtless.
Jonathan,
the rule is they have to chop the firewood shirtless.
Once a week, Jonathan comes by and is like, hey, Mr. Christmases, today you have to do improv with BJ in order to get marshmallows for s'mores.
Right. Dude. And, oh man. I know that this is, we're running the risk of this becoming a good show instead of a great show here, but have one guy who is like the mole, who is like secretly very good at everything, but is kind of a dick.
Mario Lopez every season. Just have to get 6 other guys who've never heard of Mario Lopez.
What was the guy's name? Was it Paxton, Ashton, Graxton?
Paxton.
Paxton?
Daxton.
No, Daxton.
No. The bad guy. The villain of the season who was gone too soon.
Gage.
So
from Garland.
Gage from Garland.
Oh,
that's
Gage.
So funny, dude.
Get
a Gage, dude. Get a Gage in there who like really mixes it up.
Bring Gage back every season. Just find, I mean, it's not hard to find 6 guys who haven't watched this season, right?
I mean, it's got to be next to exclusively possible.
I think I could find 6 guys. Oh, and another thing that would make it better is let us be on as one contestant.
Yeah.
The 3 of us.
Yeah.
Swapping positions
but
every challenge.
Don't say anything about it.
Don't address
it. Just keep cycling the 3 of us out as the same name.
You can't address it.
And the name
and
is Chunk.
And if you point it out. Yes.
It's like we've got Davis, We've got Harley. We've got Trigger. We've got
Remington.
Cutter. We've got Remington. We've got Chunk. Hunter. And then it's just us. It's like, it's just me for Chunk. I'm like, I'm just so excited to be here. And then in the house walks in Doge. And he's like, what's up, guys? I'm Chunk.
What's up, guys? My name is Chunk Podcast. Yeah. I'm so happy to be Mr. Christmas.
It's like the circle.
Or give us, remember how they used to do like Talking Dead?
Yeah.
Let us do like Talking Mr. Christmas officially.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Christmas Unwrapped. And it's us. We get a show after Mr. Christmas every week.
Yeah, dude. Let's
bring them on, dude. Let's talk about it.
That can be our settlement. That can be our out of court settlement with Melissa.
With Melissa.
Yeah. Easy.
Listen, hey, you got to pay the piper.
I don't think she did that one for Hallmark, though, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
That checks come due. No, it was Lifetime. It was Lifetime. Heartbreak did make that movie for Lifetime, but they still hurt our feelings.
That's true. And I feel like that deserves
something.
So come on, Hallmark. Make it right.
Chunk Nation, sound off in the comments if you would like to see Mr. Christmas Unwrapped starring the three of us.
Jordan, I have a special request. Can our sign-off be the final line from the breakup challenge? Like we say our name and then Merry Christmas, I guess?
Yeah.
But sad.
Well, of course.
It is, I believe it's Merry Christmas to me, I guess, right?
No,
or
it's not
Merry
to me.
Christmas, I guess.
Merry Christmas, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, that was good. Christmas. We'll just use that. No, that was good. I don't think I can,
but we can add the, I
guess, that perfect again.
Well, that's it for our show. Thanks for listening. We'll do the last two episodes of the season next week, and then the week after that we'll, in fact, be watching the film that comes from this show, which I can't believe, and I'm so excited about. So,
yeah,
can't wait to watch Hayden.
Carter, do it. Carter, can you turn your camera off and back on and just see if maybe that'll just, like, turn your camera feed off?
How
and back
am I supposed
on,
to be inspired?
Off? How do I do that?
No, click the camera button at the bottom,
like,
of the screen.
Just, like, mute your camera. You know how you can do that?
Yeah. Boom. Bang. Am I back?
No.
You are, but I'm doing.
Is it a new me?
No, it's still the same you. I'm taking something called a squat shot. Please wait for the result. I can't wait. All right, let's do it. Let's go. That's the face I'm breaking up with.
All right. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. And for two junks and a hunk, I'm Jordan. Merry Christmas, I guess.
That was great.
Thanks, man. That's because we'd win. It didn't include him in the squad shot.
No, it did not. It said, sorry, that's too sexy for squad shot. Now I laughed and I got out of character. Hang
on. I loved watching you get into character.
Stop. Don't look at me. I'm Doge. Merry Christmas, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it felt solemn.
I'm going to use my frozen self as an inspiration here.
Yeah.
Because I do seem to be making an M sound with my face.
And so with your arms, kind of.
Your arms in shape.
I will.
You're like heads in the middle of an M.
Yep. I will start from there. I'm Carter.
Spell it out. Spell it out. We'll just say you spelled it out like hot to go. We'll never know that you didn't do that.
I'm Carter, and... Merry
Christmas. I'm trying to think of what. It just looks so weird.
I'm Carter, and Merry Christmas, I guess.
Do it another way. Give me one more. Give me one more. Just find the middle ground between what you started with and what you gave me.
I'm Carter, and Merry Christmas, I guess.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that
was
felt it. Hallmark.
That was Hallmark.
That had that stank.
That was my
on,
American
yeah.
accent.
And he takes direction.
That was
dude.
Great.
He takes direction so well.
Yeah,
he's great.
That's great.
He's great. Me and Melissa have been bawling watching you on
You're
the camera.
You're really breaking up with me when I brought your favorite snickerdoodles.
Christmas snickerdoodles.
That was my dog. They fought in the Kumite.
D-O-O-D-E-H-L-S. Snickerdoodles.
Doodles.
Snickerdoodles.
Christmas snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodles. And six marshmallows in a sandwich-sized Ziploc bag.
It's Doug from this, Up. It's the dog.
I brought you the squeaker of my dog that died fighting in the Kumite.
That's dog with a W, right?
Like my D-A-W-G. Dog.
My dog.
I brought you the squeaker that was inside my dog's favorite toy. What if it was just one of those screaming chickens? What if it was just the inside of one of those screaming chickens?
Just the...
That's such a good impression. Anything with a rubberized air interaction, you are very good at recreating vocally.
Yep. You know how Jim Carrey's like rubber face?
Yeah.
Your Carter's rubber throat.
Careful.
That's me, dude.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.